Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Kickass, and you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. In fact, one of those features is our own social media platform. We run the thing. It's on our server. It's called social.freetalklive.com. Yeah, you're probably, if you're on social media, you're probably on one of those big mega corporate tech overlord companies like Facebook or Twitter. And you can stay there if you want to. I'm not saying you have to leave, but what you might want to consider is joining a freedom-friendly platform like ours, social.freetalklive.com. You can continue doing your thing on the not-freedom-friendly platform, and you can say the same things, if you want, or different things on social.freetalklive.com, and you don't have to worry about getting banned for them, because we have two rules on our server. One is don't spam, so if you are a spammer, you're not welcome. But if you, number two, the other rule is don't snitch. If you see somebody saying something you don't like, keep it to yourself and hit the block button. We don't care if you don't like it. Whenever somebody sends a report to us, all we do is ignore it. So don't even waste your time with it. Go to social.freetalklive.com as we go back to Rod, who is on the line. Was it Michigan, Rodney, where you were calling from? I'm sorry, I forgot.
Minnesota.
All right. Yeah, I just wanted to get back into this discussion because I thought you were bringing up an important issue. It's the one we started the show with, which is immigration and the various different restrictions. And you started out by kind of bringing up the standard conservative talking points of the moment, which are that fentanyl is bad, therefore we need to stop immigrants because fentanyl's crossing the Mexican border. And people are crossing the Mexican border in the form of human so-called trafficking, which I'm not going to deny happens. Assuredly, it does. But these are the results of prohibitions. Whenever you prohibit something, in the case of drugs or in the case of humans, if you prohibit people from having and moving and sharing or selling these things, then you're going to get the black market doing all of those things, which is going to make that even more dangerous. It's going to, in the case of the war on drugs, create more dangerous drugs, such as crack cocaine, such as methamphetamine, such as, in this case, fentanyl. And so the solution to this problem, which will continue to be a problem no matter how much force you intend to apply to the border, is going to be to legalize drugs completely, so therefore people can buy their heroin down at Walgreens for a dollar a bottle and not have to worry that it's going to have fentanyl laced into it. So that's your solution. What did you want to do about it, Rod?
Well, definitely not make it legal, because we have enough problem with drugs in this country the way it is. They don't need the drugs to live a normal life. And also I'd like to bring up about all the things that the administration is doing right now with besides the high inflation and problems that we have, but the school problem.
Well, hold on. I don't want to go too far afield. I mean, I'm happy to talk about schools and inflation
You said what you don't want to do, but what do you want to do about fentanyl? Because, like, from my perspective, I mean, even if I've got, like, just a magic wand, I'm going to wave my magic wand, and there is now a force field. It is impenetrable between Mexico and the United States. I got to tell you, do you really think that that would stop fentanyl from getting in? And even if you could, even if I could wave another magic wand and secure the entire border, do you really think that no one here is going to make it?
It would stop the most of the problem. Yes, it would.
That's not how markets work.
Border Patrol agrees with that. They say that they can't control it because there's too many coming across the border.
Well, they have a vested interest in you believing that.
No, they don't. They're trying to protect our country.
They're trying to keep their job.
Our president should be doing right now.
Border Patrol is trying to keep their job. Do you think that's not true?
Well, that is their job, to protect our border and keep drugs out and illegals.
And the
criminals.
More you believe that that works, the more secure their job is and the more power and money they get.
Now, wait a minute. Rod, you had said earlier, because I asked you, do you like big government? And you said no. But yet here you are saying that you just think that Border Patrol is so great. Do you think that governments do a really good job, that government agencies do a good job at the things that they do?
Well, right now, with the administration we have, they're not trying to do anything. They're ruining our country.
But wait a minute. Aren't they the same bureaucrats? I mean, weren't the Border Patrol bureaucrats at the Mexican border pretty much the same guys that they were under Trump, under Obama, under all the previous presidents? I mean, obviously they change out over time with age, but I don't think a bunch of bureaucrats in the federal government decided they were going to up and quit their jobs just because Trump got elected or just because Biden got elected. I mean, they're getting sweet, sweet paychecks in those jobs, and they're getting all those benefits, and they just hang on for 20 years, they get a sweet retirement, a pension fund. I mean, you don't think these guys are up and quitting over some piddly president changing out, do you?
Oh, you don't even want to admit what the administration is doing to our country.
You didn't answer the question.
They're trying to make it a socialist country, and you know that.
So is Donald Trump, dude. They're all a bunch of socialists in Washington, D.C., and that much
not.
We would agree on as far as them trying to push socialism, but the Border Patrol is part of the government.
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed, but the Border Patrol is a socialist program. They steal people's money, and this is a top-down, ordered thing.
He didn't hear you because he was talking.
We need to complete the wall across the border. So
he definitely didn't hear any of what we're saying.
No. Yeah. The way things are currently doesn't work for any of the things that you want to be done by government, right? Government can't stop drugs. They can't even stop drugs from getting into the prison system.
That's true.
Much less getting into the country. So that doesn't work. It has never worked, and it will never work. Prohibition doesn't work.
Right.
Read a freaking history
That's
book.
What he's talking about. Rod is literally talking about creating a prison country. That he wants to have a wall up around the border. He wants to have armed guards all over the place. So what you're saying is, Rod, you want the Border Patrol to get bigger, don't you?
Every country in the world protects their borders.
So that was a question. You want the Border Patrol to get bigger, don't you?
No, I want them to be able to do their job. The administration is preventing them from
That's
doing
it. That's a load
it.
Of garbage. That's total propaganda. Joe Biden has been cracking down on the border. He's been separating people from their families. He's been, just as much of a tyrant as Donald Trump. It's a load of garbage. They were literally lassoing people in a river just a couple of years ago. There was video footage of that.
No, that's false.
There's video footage of it. I saw the actual men on horseback who were the Border Patrol capturing people, sir. It happened.
Fake news again.
Okay, so what's going to happen is you think a Republican's going to get in, and then all of a sudden the Border Patrol is going to become this efficient agency?
No, they'll get some help from the government, yes.
What does that mean they're going to get help from the government? What are you talking about?
Right now they can't even... deport them or
Sir,
anything.
They are the government. When you say they're going to get help from the government, what are you referring to?
Our federal government. You know what I'm talking about.
They are thugs. Okay, governments are thugs. They are lunatics. They are despots. They are tyrants, the federal tyrants. Yes, we know exactly who they are. What about them? You trust these people? You trust the government, sir?
You sound like a socialist, too.
Let me ask you, Rod.
Hold on.
Let me ask you, Rod. Why don't you like socialism?
Do you?
I don't.
I don't.
I definitely don't. And I can tell you my least favorite thing about...
Countries.
Hmm? Sorry, go
ahead. We've seen it in many countries
yes,
and
sir.
What it's done to
yeah,
people.
You are correct. Absolutely.
And it will okay. fail here, too. That
right.
is absolutely true.
And here's the thing. I don't want socialism for any of this. I don't want socialism to secure my borders any more than I want socialism to grow my food. Because it's just as good at both of those.
Well, we need to protect our borders.
Sure. We do need to protect our personal property. But I tell you, socialism ain't the way to do it.
I have a question for Rod. Rod, how much money do you think the government should give the Border Patrol to make them effective? What do you think it would cost to build the wall, to finance enough employees? Secure the border.
You know, they've had enough material down there on the border if they would have completed it. The administration did not let them finish the wall.
Do you think a couple billion dollars might do the trick? Do you think
the material is laying there rusting?
I'm asking you a question. Do you think a couple billion dollars might do the trick?
Oh, no, we don't need billions of dollars like they're doing now.
Oh, because they have a budget of $25 billion. Nearly $25 billion is earmarked for U.S. Customs and Border Protection and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, an increase of almost $800 million over the 2023 level.
So that's next year's budget is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Border Patrol says they're not being allowed to do their job.
They're liars.
Yes,
and
again.
Many of them.
Again, you got it. Okay, if I am being paid more if you believe a thing, I'm going to tell you that's the truth.
Since when do you believe government agencies, Rod? I mean, are you really that? Are you that much of a sucker that you believe what government?
No, I'm believing all the people that have been to the border, including representatives and senators.
Do you think those people are not dishonest? Don't you think politicians are liars, sir?
I don't think you've been to the border.
Actually, I have. But you don't think politicians are liars, sir?
Not all of them, no. We've got a few good ones.
How old are you? Because you sound a little up in your years. I'm surprised you haven't learned by now in your life that these people are the scum of the earth, that these politicians are sociopathic, psychopathic lunatics who are trying to destroy freedom, sir.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's the reality of it. Whether you want to believe it or whether you want to believe it or not, that's the reality of it.
Yeah, an honest man cannot compete with a liar when it comes to promising people things they want.
What was the last honest president in your mind?
I think Trump.
Wow.
Reagan before that.
Trump, huh?
So he likes actors.
Yes.
So Trump.
Did he drain the swamp?
Before that.
Did he drain the swamp, sir?
He tried to.
No, he did not. That man hired Anthony Fauci. You want to tell me he drained the swamp?
Well, that was a mistake. I agree.
Yeah, that was one of many mistakes. Mm. He hired the swamp.
Yeah.
He promised us he would drain it, and he gave them their job.
No, no. See, he needs four more years. He's been pulling the drain plug, but it's just too hard. It takes a few more years to get that thing out of there, right? So he just needs four more years, right? And then he's going to clean house.
The swamp was there already.
I understand that. You think he's going to clean house, though, if he gets elected again? That'll be what it takes, another 4 years? Or will there just be more excuses?
I think it'll help. We'll get rid of some of them.
Yeah, sure, bro. Thanks for the call tonight, Rob. I appreciate hearing from you, even though you're absolutely delusional.
That was the word I was going to use to describe him. That guy is delusional. He's the problem is like, Rod is so stuck in the Fox News narrative.
Yep, absolutely.
Right, and he's unable to open his mind to the possibility that he might be wrong.
And exactly like leftists, I know everything I already know everything this man believes,
mm-hmm.
because it is just a regurgitation of what one side of the corporate media said.
Yep.
And just like any, you know, purple-haired person who starts talking to me about how we need to have Medicare for all, I know everything they believe because it's all just talking points that got spouted from the other side of corporate media. And both of them are talking pieces for the most corrupt monsters on earth. And, I mean, he talks about, oh, well, we'll stop the human trafficking. And, I mean, I think a lot of people, they think sex trafficking when they
think
about
it. That's what they think of. Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what? I don't think that closing the border is going to stop the human trafficking of, say, Jeffrey Epstein and his buddies.
Hell no.
And I got to tell you, those are the human traffickers I'm concerned with.
Epstein was on a private jet. He can just fly right over that border.
Right? Those are the ones that I'm worried about.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. It's not a good thing, but, like, fix one problem at a time, shall we?
By the way, what was the branch of government that was found to be the largest importer of cocaine?
CIA?
I think it was the CIA.
It sure
the Cocaine Importation Agency, also known as Creeps in Action.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe we wouldn't have such a giant fentanyl problem if we hadn't sent the United States military to secure the opium fields of Afghanistan.
Weird.
Yeah, they did that, too. Yeah.
Maybe we wouldn't have so many opium addicts, and then we wouldn't have all this problem with fentanyl.
Yeah, it's just so sad. I mean, to hear people after 50 years of this war on drugs that has been an absolute abject failure from any metric that you look at, even a conservative should be able to understand the amount of money that has been spent on the war on drugs, which is in, I believe, the trillions at this point, let alone all the human lives that have been wasted. I know a lot of conservatives don't really care about that, but they do care about finance, supposedly. And just looking at the raw money should be an indication that this is a failed project.
Follow
this is a failed war, but yet they want to amp it up. They want to go down. Now some of them want to go to war with Mexico, with the drug cartels in Mexico, which is the most insane idea yet. I mean, it took 50 years for this to go even more insane than it has been in the past 50 years.
Yeah, and these are all just different versions of the same argument of, if we don't have socialism here, then we'll have more socialism. If we don't have socialism securing our border, then we'll have socialism.
See, you're missing it. It's not socialism when they do it.
Oh.
It's conservatism. See, they're forcing people to fund conservatism. It's not socialism when they do it. It's like, just like it's not murder when the police kill people.
Yeah,
but they're socializing the cost.
Indeed. That's exactly what they're doing. They'll never admit to it because they want to have their big government military. They want to have their big government border patrol. They want to have, I think it's Mark, who our co-host always says, the conservatives love big government when it's agencies that have guns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Of course, the Democrats love their guns, too. I mean,
oh, they do, yeah.
Let's be clear.
Yeah, and that is just this indelible blind spot where they just cannot think the thought that the military is socialist.
Absolutely. Look at their hospitals.
Look at the definition of socialism. Look at the way that the military operates. It is 100% socialist. Like, there is no difference between these two. And yet, they cannot think the thought that the military is socialist. They cannot imagine that maybe there are more effective ways than this to accomplish the goal of security. That maybe the free market would provide us a better service in this area.
If only it were allowed to try. Let's go to the phones. Your caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's your name?
Will.
Will, you're on the air.
You guys brought up a lot of interesting points about last caller, and mainly immigration. So I hire a bunch of Hispanic people, Guatemalans, Venezuelans, Mexicans, some of them illegal, some of them not. Guys like him, I think they only listen to the news, and they don't actually go out and actually experience the world that these people live in for themselves. I mean, they're a strong family. They're here to work. For the most part that I find. So like these, you know, they're just drug peddlers. I don't know how true that actually is, in my experience. And so I think it's very important you guys hit back on that.
Yeah. Well, it helps when people who actually have experience with these things can call in and actually explain their real life experience. And like I was saying, Jay Noon, our co-host on Thursday nights, he's had this experience. You have had this experience, Will, where you've worked with these people, you've hired these people, and for the most part, they fit the mold of a very hardworking individual, somebody who's here to help their family and take care of themselves. and help their communities out. If only they were welcomed. If only they were welcomed with open arms from these conservatives, the conservatives would win every single election.
Absolutely, and that actually takes you back to the Statue of Liberty, because what we took a trip to New York recently, and I learned something about the Statue of Liberty, is that at her feet are chains, and those chains are broken, and she's actually taken a step forward out of bondage.
Wow, I did not even know that.
So it's an even more powerful message of freedom, you know, stepping out from the bondage of the king. And I find it ironic that it's now in the least free state of the nation.
That is incredibly ironic. In fact, I have the poem here. I did pull it up earlier when we were talking with Rod. I'll just read it. It's short. Emma Lazarus from November 2nd of 1883. It is called The New Colossus. Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, with conquering limbs astride from land to land. Here at our sea-washed sunset gate shall stand a mighty woman with a torch, whose flame is the imprisoned lightning, and her name Mother of Exiles. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Her mild eyes command the air-bridged harbor that Twin Cities frame. Keep ancient lands your storied pomp, cries she with silent lips. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. Now that is it. That's the end of that poem. And it is very clearly inviting the poor to the United States. It is very clearly inviting people who are looking for freedom. It's not saying you need to come fill out a reams of paperwork in order to experience that freedom. That is the contraindication of freedom. The fact that there's a bunch of bureaucrats waiting around to take paperwork and application fees and have you jump through a bunch of hoops is proof that this is false at this point, that the dream of freedom in America is nothing more than propaganda, and that if it was true at one time, it certainly hasn't been true for a very long time. It's really sad.
Well, and that's why, you know, I know you've kind of reformed the show a little bit, but you guys being on the air and accepting calls, it's so important, because this message is so important, and you guys do a great job of getting it out there. You do a great job of debating with the callers. Your ability to do that quite amazes me.
Well, thank you for the kind words tonight. It is always refreshing when we get calls from people who aren't the regulars, and we've had a few of those tonight, and it has been really, it's been a lot of fun. But Saturday nights tend to be better for that, because we do have more radio stations airing the show, and more of them airing the show live on Saturday nights than compared to our weekday show. But thanks for the call tonight, and thanks for your thoughts on this issue. I do appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to jump in, there is an open line for you. Also, we do have our SIP line that's almost always available if you want to call in over the internet. You can go to sip.freetalklive.com, get step-by-step instructions on how to get that set up on your smart device. That's sip.freetalklive.com. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The number here is 603-283-6160. If only that were the case. But those are the ones they're trying to keep out. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA USA News Update. The brutal heat is expected to expand into Texas and the Southwest. Forecasters say the triple digits could drag well into next week and beyond. A security guard was killed, and police are searching for the suspect who opened fire Saturday afternoon at a hospital in Portland, Oregon. South Korea's military is confirming North Korea fired several missiles into the Yellow Sea on Saturday. Analysts note the missile launches follow North Korea's warnings over the USA deploying a nuclear submarine in South Korean coastal waters. At the movies, Barbie wins the weekend as it looks to top $150 million in theaters. Oppenheimer could debut with at least $75 million. American Brian Harman brings a five-shot lead into the final round at the British Open on Sunday. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We have time. If you want to join the show, you can. The number here is 603-283-6160. Make a note. That is the same number you will need later on tonight at 10:30 Eastern Time when these guys return to the microphones, and it'll be for Beard Talk Live, which will be happening. It's about a 3-hour-long show, typically 10:30 Eastern, about 1:30 Eastern.
Yes, sir.
It is without radio, so it is internet only. You can therefore say pretty much anything you want to on Beard Talk Live. There's no FCC that gets in the way, so stay tuned for that. It'll be on our video streaming platforms, one of which is Odyssey, which you can find over at watch.freetalklive.com. That is watch.freetalklive.com as we go back to your phone calls here. And we'll start things out with Chad. He is on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Chad.
Is it? Hey, what's going on, guys?
Is it Taco Chad?
This is Chad from Michigan.
Dude, what's nice. Yeah. This guy was at the...
It was at Pork Fest.
Yeah.
I had the tacos. They were great.
Great tacos. Yeah. Say hi to Fonz and Odie for me.
I paid in goldbacks, which is even better.
Odie's sitting right here. He can say hi.
What's up, Odie?
Hey.
Yeah.
So I'm
glad you guys... Sorry, what?
What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys brought up with the caller, a couple callers back about, after he was off the air, the fact that it's largely the U.S. government or intelligence agencies within that are running most of the drugs. along with the human trafficking, no wall is going to stop it. I mean, if people look into, for instance, the Johnny Gosch case or the Franklin scandal, there's an enormous amount of human trafficking that occurs right within our borders all the time. And if you want to read up on it, there's a journalist named Nick Bryant who's written a couple of very good books, The Franklin Scandal and Confessions of a D.C. Madam, where he basically outlines a human child trafficking ring that was in the United States for decades before Epstein. And it
well,
does
yeah, Epstein's
have
the tip of the iceberg. I mean, Epstein's just somebody who, he must have pissed somebody off.
Right? Yeah, he's the one that got caught.
Yeah, he crossed somebody, the, okay. crossed the wrong person, and they pay, made him pay for it.
It's known as the fall guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah, that's the tip of the iceberg, and Trump really helps cover that up. I mean, Alex Acosta, who was the labor secretary under Trump, if you want to talk about draining the swamp, Donald Trump did not drain the swamp. I mean, in my opinion, he became Swamp Thing. Acosta was the federal prosecutor who was in charge of Epstein's case, and he's the one who gave him the sweetheart deal, said it was because he was told it was above his pay grade right. and that Epstein was intelligence, and then Trump ended up making him labor secretary. Huh. And same with Robert Barr, actually, was involved directly with not only Epstein, but the Franklin scandal when he was working in the Bush administration to cover that up. And his father actually hired Jeffrey Epstein at the Dalton School for his first math teaching job.
Huh.
So, I mean, Trump is up to his ears in this stuff, and the conservatives need to understand that. You know, it's when you look at what's happened with the drug and human trafficking, it's largely been through Republican administrations, actually, the Reagans and the Bushes.
What do the conservatives say? I mean, since we're talking about Epstein, what is the conservative excuse? Because there's always excuses with Trump, right? Oh, well, he just didn't have enough time, or he didn't know what he was getting into, or
3,000 DHS.
He just made a mistake, or yeah, right. So there's always these excuses. What do they say when you bring up that Trump was flying on Epstein's Lolita Airline Express on more than one occasion?
Well, basically what conservatives want to say is that Trump had no idea what was going on, just like everyone connected with Epstein. Everyone said that Dershowitz, Gates.
I'm sure he had nothing to do with that, Ian.
Yeah, I got to say,
Trump,
so there was a comment that he made when asked about Epstein where he's like, yeah, he likes him really young.
He did say that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he knew.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, of course he did. In fact, Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein were supposed to be deposed together right before Donald Trump won the Republican nomination in a rape case of a 12-year-old girl that was actually corroborated by two other witnesses, including a procurer of Epstein's. And they dropped the case. And when I looked into why they dropped the case, it was interesting because usually it's so, you know, they get paid off or whatever, and they drop it. But in this instance, it was because of death threats. So, and also Epstein actually said that Donald Trump was one of the most interesting people that he could think of. He made a list of people who he could eat dinner with, and Donald Trump was on that dinner party list.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were neighbors.
They were neighbors, yeah. Literally, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they know each other really well. That's the thing, is that it's all a bunch of charades. It's mm-hmm. it's like professional wrestling, which Donald Trump is an acolyte of, by the way. I mean, he's
when you
a lot
that's true.
Career.
He's actually appeared on WWE in the past. But you know, when you show the conservatives Bill Clinton's name on the Epstein guest list on the Lolita Express, of course, then they're responsible.
Well, yeah, Bill Clinton.
Well,
he knew all about it, of course.
Right, yeah. But oh, Trump. Well, yeah, he just didn't see anything.
Well, and I think. I think it bears repeating whenever Trump is brought up. Like, we have to look at Trump the man as far as his accomplishments. He wants the fame. He wants the limelight, right? Yeah. So he's that kind of guy, and he's had it for most of his life.
Sure.
Now, all of his businesses have been abject failures, right? Bankruptcy, you know, that kind of thing. His money, he didn't make
the
money.
He got it from daddy, right?
Yeah, and so, you know, he still does have businesses, so, like, but he has bankrupted more businesses than any sane businessman can. So he's not a very good businessman. but what is he good at?
No, he's terrible. commercial.
But what is he good at? Well, he's good at acting. Exactly, Chad. Chad,
self-promotion
on the head. He's good at acting. And so what does that mean? He's good at doing what other people tell him to act like.
Mm.
And so that's why he became president, because they went, we need a guy who's really good at following what we tell him to do and say.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't let you bring up the professional wrestling without voicing my belief in the inevitability of President Dwayne The Rock Johnson in our future.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Yeah. But I wanted to ask you, so you were saying they dropped the case because of death threats?
Yeah, before the deposition, the victim dropped the case because of death threats.
Oh, the victim dropped the case because of death threats. Gotcha.
Yes.
You don't happen to remember the name of the case or the victim by any chance, do you?
Well, the victim wasn't named. It was a Jane Doe. If you want, I can find the reference and I can post it in the Odyssey chat. But it'll take me a minute.
I appreciate it.
What's your username in there?
Probably Chadillac.
All right, very good. Keep an eye out. Anything else you want to share?
I guess that's it. I'm probably going to call into Beard Talk Live, too. But, I guess that's it for now.
All right, sounds good, man. Thanks for the call tonight. Thanks, I appreciate it. Killer tacos. At Pork Fest.
But it's smart, too. Yeah. And, like, he's got people working for him. Yeah. You know, and he's an entrepreneur.
Got it together.
You know, he's a knowledgeable guy about all sorts of things, obviously. Right. So, you know.
Let's continue here with more of your calls and thoughts. We have Dana on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Dana, listening in Grand Rapids, WTKG.
Hi, guys. Hey, Ian, I'm specifically directing this. I have several points I want to make. I'll make them quick. We're at the end. I've talked to you about this before over the years. You got to stop the condescension. First of all, you're supposed to respect your elders, whether you agree with them or not.
How about they earn it?
You see,
yeah,
this
people
is when, this
earn
is
respect,
let
Dana. No, I'm not going to let you finish. No, because we're going to talk about what you just brought up. This is the thing. People think they can call in and go through a laundry list of 10 or 5 different things, and then we're going to talk about it.
This ain't Twitter. This ain't Facebook. Yeah. This is a conversation.
We're
going to
talk about it right now. This is one of the most common lines is that, or you gotta respect your elders, and no,
absolutely.
Human beings only get the respect they earn. I do not give. I mean,
you're wrong.
I'll give somebody a respect
wrong.
For being a human, but that doesn't mean that I think they're going to be better than somebody else, or that they're wiser than somebody else just because they've been around longer.
At what age does somebody become an elder?
If you guys would be quiet and let the caller talk once in a while, we all know what all three of you think. Now listen. You give respect to everyone until they don't deserve it. That man did not deserve being laughed at, because then what you do is you're putting yourself, that older
man.
Are
you talking about Rod?
You put yourself in the same boat as those on the left.
We had Rod on the air for more than a segment. We held him over through a commercial break. We brought him back. We had him on for a very long time. Rod had plenty of chances to express himself, and all Rod had to say was the same old conservative talking points. He didn't get anything else out beyond what he heard on Fox News. And if you don't expect us to call a spade, you're listening to the wrong show.
And now, do you respect Anthony Fauci? Because he's your elder.
Oh, no.
So there's an exception for whether you've earned
no
that respect
that.
Or you've earned disrespect.
I didn't say no to that.
You said respect your elders. He's your elder.
You went off and didn't let me finish. I started to say, no, that's not what I mean. You give respect to everyone, and you defer to your elders until they deserve your disrespect.
He deserves my disrespect because he's advocating violence against peaceful people.
And so, but that's Rod was, and Anthony Fauci both do the same thing there. And we were very respectful towards Rod, okay? We kept him on the air. He had plenty of a chance to express himself. You're just mad because you agree with Rod, likely, and you don't, you know, he got demolished on the air, frankly.
You're not listening to the point. Let me
What's the point? Shouting isn't
going to
help you, Dana. Why don't you just calm down?
the point is that when you laugh like that, Ian, you turn off would-be libertarians or people that may be open to what you guys believe in. And that's what the left does. Another point I have.
If you say something absurd, we're going to laugh at you. Sorry.
We are not.
And we also encourage the people who see how absurd what he's saying is. Yeah. And we let them know that they're not the only ones that see how absurd this is.
Yeah, people that are just completely brainwashed.
The libertarians and conservatives have more in common. You guys are
Conservatives brought us the USA Patriot Act.
This is a total myth. This whole idea that libertarians and conservatives are just two peas in a pod. They're just really similar.
This is the government's method, the propagandization to get folks to believe that libertarians are conservatives, and they are not.
Yeah, and we've seen this.
Another point I was going to make is, Ian, whether I agree with you or not, and many times we have not agreed, but I never, ever have thought of you or any of the other hosts as, and I want to define what I'm saying. Ignorant means just not knowing. Stupid is either having access to the information or knowing and still believing the same way. And one thing I'm disappointed, you read that poem from Lazarus and you don't even know the history. The reason why she mentioned the poor and the immigrants was they, and I had this conversation with Peakless back in February. The history is they built the statue. They shifted over. They didn't have a base to put it on and the government didn't have the funds. So they had Emma Lazarus write this pulling heartstrings, tear jerking little poem on there so that the immigrants who were already here, because I'm going to tell you guys, I'm only second generation in this country. And the immigrants who are already here, they were trying to entice them to donate, and they did, and they built it. Now, I got one more comment.
So what? That what does that have to do with anything? How does that detract from the message of the poem?
You misused the poem. You were using it to make your argument, and it was a false argument.
That is total nonsense, Dana, and I cannot believe that.
First of all, how does one misuse art?
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe that you think that the words of the New Colossus are somehow just like a fundraiser, and they have absolutely no meaning.
Oh, GoFundMe.
Absolutely no meaning whatsoever towards welcoming the poor and the unwanted from the various different tyrannical governments around the world here. It's very crystal clear to anyone who reads it. It is not a complex poem, and the fact that you don't get it, sorry.
Instead of bloviating and talking over me and cutting me off, why don't you read the history and then we can.
I don't care what the history of the poem is. I'm glad that they were able to get enough money to get the plaque put on the Statue of Liberty. Good for them. I'm glad it was a fundraiser. That doesn't take away from its beauty and the words and the message that is contained within it. Similarly, if you hire an artist to make art, you know, that doesn't necessarily, just because they're getting paid, doesn't mean that it's not a beautiful piece of art that they create.
Are you that dense? I'm telling you, the message wasn't.
I thought you didn't like
calling
people names.
Why don't you scream it a little louder? Maybe then it'll get through my thick head.
The message wasn't what you're using the message for.
Madam, we read the poem. The message is clear. If you want to ignore it, that is your choice. That's obviously what you're going to do. But I'd like to point out, since you're critiquing how we handled Rod when he called in earlier, it was Rod who did the name calling. He was the one who called us socialists on the air more than one time. No one on this show called him stupid. We did not call him any name like that during that conversation.
I heard that.
Is he ignorant?
I heard that.
He is certainly ignorant.
I heard that.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that.
Yeah.
But when you guys claim open borders, I told you, Ian, Mark and I have had this discussion before, and Mark and I came to the agreement that if you get rid of all the welfare for these people, and that includes schooling, hospitals, everything, then I got no problem with it.
All right, great. Well, let's get rid of all the welfare. Thank you for the call tonight, Dana.
Agreed.
The problem is, most of the people, and if we still had Rod on the line, this would have been a question, a good question to ask. We do like to ask the conservatives this question, is do you agree with getting rid of welfare? And you will be shocked at how many of them say, we can't get rid of welfare. I mean, I've got my retirement coming up, so I need my Social Security. I paid into that program. You know, there's almost zero interest, Dana being an exception, apparently. But there's very little interest in the at least callers who call themselves conservatives that call this show to actually get rid of welfare. They're fine with cut off the brown people from the welfare, but we gotta have white people welfare. We need to take care of them trailer parks.
Corporate welfare.
Oh, that too. Let's continue here and talk to Jet. He's on the line calling from wherever he is. Go ahead, Jet.
Yeah, well, I'm one of these irregular callers, but I wanted to weigh in on the the Mexican thing, crossing the border, that kind of thing.
You really are irregular, Jet. We appreciate that.
No, I definitely was this week. The thing is that all these states we live in are separate countries, and we cross the borders all the time. But I wanted to say something about, you know, the Mexican workers. Now, I've done a whole bunch of different things in my life, and one of which was about 10 years ago was I was running storm damage crews down in the southeast, and the roofing, mostly roofing crews. And we had, I would say the vast majority, 9 out of 10, were Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, they outworked the white boys, like, so badly.
I'm not surprised. I'll believe it.
And that's hard work, by the way. I've never done it, but I understand roofing is the most dangerous profession in the United States. It is more dangerous, I think, even than logging. It is certainly way more dangerous than being a cop. Being a roofer is incredibly risky.
Boy, it's maddening. It's so hot.
Yeah.
In the summertime. Another situation was I lived in Houston. I lived all over the U.S., and I lived in Houston for a while, and I got this house in foreclosure, and I had it remodeled, and the Mexicans did it. They did such perfect work at the best price. It was just, and fast. It was just amazing.
Now, I had those guys around here, man.
here where I am, wherever that is, I go to this tire shop. It's a family of Mexicans, and once again, excellent work. Half the price. Great people, just amazing situations. We cross borders all the time in these different countries. These states have their own capitals, their own flags, their own laws, their own. These are separate countries that are somehow agreed that it's okay that we cross.
Yep, that's a great point.
And in fact, some caller was confused about that, and this is the part that the United States does with the obfuscation of language that I'm sure, Jet, you can appreciate, and that is they've sort of obfuscated the word state, right? When I use the word state now, I mean, well, government.
Any government.
Right? Any government at any level. It could be federal, it could be state, it could be county, it could be local. I mean the state. Whereas, whereas, I grew up thinking that state meant, New Hampshire or Texas or Alabama or New Jersey or whatever, right? And that everything else was a country. I didn't understand what the word state really even meant. And it wasn't until I got my definitions in order that I was able to use them a little more appropriately.
How can Rhode Island be a state and Alaska be a state? This whole concept is—it's just a bunch of gangs that got together and said, "Okay, this is our territory. You can't come in here. So, look out."
Bingo.
Anyway, it just bugs me.
Thank you, Jet, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's continue. Well,
and the reason that they can't acknowledge that states have the level of authority of a country is because that would imply that they had the ability to leave the union of states.
Oh, like secession, for example?
Right. And it also implies that since the state has greater power than the union, that the individual has greater power than the state. And that is the thought that they cannot allow.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? Let's continue. We have Bad Slave in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Thanks for taking my call. Just to be real quick, I am really disappointed in the major changes you guys have made to the show.
Okay.
I'm a lover of the callers.
That's okay? Nice.
And you know what, took three of the calling in days out of the run.
Yeah, we did. We explained it at the beginning of the show. There's a blog post up over at freetalklive.com. I wrote extensively about it a couple weeks ago when we put this into play. And the reality is, you may love the callers, but I'm getting kind of tired of it. So I'm tired of the same people calling in over and over again. I love tonight's show, by the way. I love the fact that we had so many different calls, so many people that I didn't know who their name were. You know, we didn't have their name pre-programmed into the call-in system. Those are those are the reasons why I do this show. Not to say I don't appreciate the fact that other people call in more often. Some of them are better than others.
How long have you been doing this show, bro?
20 years. You know, just about.
It's a long time.
It's a long time. And, you know, look, the fact is the weekday show was weak on calls. And does that mean there are fewer opportunities for the average person to call in? Yes, but they weren't doing it. So, you know, we've been going for years, and not many people have used this platform that I created for people to get their opinions out to broadcast radio. So given the fact that it just didn't seem like there was that much interest in it anymore, with the exception of a handful of people, two of whom are on hold right now besides Bad Slave, you know, it just wasn't the vision for what I wanted to create for the show. So we moved it to something different where we have some great hosts. Ernie Hancock on Mondays. We got the guys from Liberty at Night, a.k.a. Good Morning Liberty, on Tuesdays. We got Mark Edge and his buddy Henry Raines on Friday nights. And they're great.
Some of the callers have been, like, literally, like, when is Mark coming back? When is Mark? And so now you've got a whole day of Mark.
Yeah, one of our callers this week said he was a little concerned at first, but then he gave the new shows a listen, and he really liked them. Yeah. So, you know, there you go, Bad Slave. Thanks for the call tonight.
Yeah, if we'd had the callers, we could have kept that format.
Yeah. I mean, if I was excited about doing that show seven nights a week, or as many as I would be doing, which is usually like five or six at least, then I would have kept it going. But honestly, it's been burned for a few years now, since before COVID. That's the facts. I wish more people valued calling in to talk radio. We've got dozens of stations on during the week. We've got way more on weekends, which is why we have a better, I think, a more participatory show on a Saturday night. So thank you to everyone who called in tonight who is not one of our regulars. I appreciate the regulars, but the fact is the regulars get in the way, honestly, of hearing from people we've never heard from before, and that's what's more interesting to me. If you didn't get in tonight, well, hang on for about 30 minutes or call back the same number in about half an hour, 10:30 Eastern time. These guys are going to back with Beer Talk Live, available over at watch.freetalklive.com. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow night.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.